Okay. 36, maybe we'll see what we get done today. Packet 36 is a assorted packet. This, the 36 was made when I, that was the last year of the series, so whatever I think I thought I missed, I just put in this, that's how the Yonim Shona means. But as we know, the shir evolved and got bigger and as A, B, C, D, Z, Fs, and more than that. So the Mishnah says, and need the Zayin Amadav, Rablaza Omer Abba Noshim Dayin Shaitan. Besulam Uberes Manika Uzkena. In other words, normally there is a halacha that if a woman sees dam, so when did she start seeing it? Maybe she starts seeing it already a day ago when she didn't notice it till now. So how far back do you go? Right, that's the first Mishnah Nida. So one opinion says you go 24 hours back, and whatever she touched within those 24 hours is tamei. And then one opinion says dayin shaitan. So no, that when you find it, that's it. You don't have to assume that it was any time before. So the Mishnah says, Rav Elazar Omer Arba Nashim Dayin Shaitan. So there are four women, if they get their period, you don't have to assume that you go back in time. Besula.
This is all the Gavitaros.
Yeah, right. Besula Muberes Maniko Zakena. So what does a Besula mean? What does a Besula mean?
Virgin.
What does a Besula mean? What? If it was, I would ask you this. What?
First time.
Right. There was a woman who never got her period before. That's what it means in this context. She never had a period before, so we could assume that she's getting it now for the first time, and now that we found it, you don't have to assume it happened already a day ago. Muberes is a pregnant lady, so a pregnant lady normally doesn't bleed. And Manika, a nursing woman, also normally doesn't bleed. And a Zakena is a woman who reached menopause. So also doesn't normally bleed. So, if these people bleed, then they need this. Understand? It's not an. They usually don't bleed, but the Mishnah is saying that you don't have to go back in time. You don't have to say, assume that the blood happened already a day ago. Okay. So, Taurus is not our issue so much. So what is our issue? Our issue is Vestos. So if you take a look in the Gemara on page 3, Tesef ben Aleph. Bamine Ahu Saba. First arrow on page 3. Mm-hmm. Packet. Yeah, the packet 36. Bamine Ahu Saba me Rabbi Yochanan. Higia eis vesta bime ibura. Say the time of her vestus came when she's pregnant. In other words, say she has a vestus kavua to see on the chaf of the month. And now she's pregnant, and it's the chaf of the month. So does she have to keep the vessels? Meaning, is she also labayla? Does she have to do, you know, all the regular dinim of estos? So what if she, the vessels came and v'lo batka? So what's the din? Because normally, if you're not bodeg, then you can, you know, if you hold vestos daraisa, then you're usher. So that's the shaila. So the Gemara says, because I'm like Tinisur of Meir Omerim Hoysab Machve, Shaz Vesel Lobotka Tahora. Right, the Gemara says that right, there's sometimes that the Vesel comes and you're Tahor because you're not likely to see. Like if a woman is hiding in a cave, so there's trepidation. So the time the Vesel comes, and so you don't have to assume that there's going to be a vessel because harada misalekes as a domim. So the Gemara says the same thing over here, that she's misalekes domim. She's misalekes domim. So maybe if she's misalekes domim, then there's no vessel. Now, the Gemara in Nida on Chesam Beis, on the right bottom here, says, what's a muberis? Mishiyodeo ubra. B'kam ha'kar is ubra. Simchas omishim remeh shlosha chadashim. Right? In other words, if she's 3 months into the pregnancy, that's when she has the din of muberis, that she doesn't have a din vesis. 3 months into the pregnancy. But prior to 3 months into the pregnancy, then we don't treat her, even though she technically is pregnant, but we don't treat her as a muberis, and therefore she has to keep what? The vestas.
Does that also go as far as Dayan Shalom by Taros? Before
people
we say are
Dayan Shalom. Yeah, so you have to. Yeah, so you look in the Rambam, you'll see. Now, comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page 5 and says, "Vanias daiti ha hasil of domu hurach shehuko ubra avdeinei rosh b'noshi didam d'biachan nesavru misulokas domu." He says he doesn't understand. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, "What in the world is he saying over here?" Because he says, "Bzman hazeh, what we call nishtanu hatevoyim," right? We have a different metzias. As soon as a woman gets pregnant, she's already mesulekes damim. So right, she doesn't get her period. Right? So then, why do you have to wait till 3 months to call her a mulveris? For lagabe, that there's no vestos. So he says, "Lanias daiti has sealed dom hurak shemahuk or ubro after nein rose benoshi didon the biachin is abru musulok is dom in shtanu hatvayim." So he says, "Vchein isabu berish shemahuk or ubro." He says he doesn't understand because bezman hazeh maybe the halacha should be different. Maybe and in Shulchan Aruch it has the same halacha. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, take a look on page 8. Kuf Pei Dalet Zayin, Im Migia Vesta B'Mei Bura, Mishuhukar Ubra, B'Mei Menikta, Shem Chavdal Chadoshim, Shinol Avlar, Fil Meis Avlar, In Tzarek Lefer Shtomuch Levesta. So he says that if a woman is pregnant, but what's called pregnant? Hukar ubra, 3 months. Or she's a manika. Now this is very, what is a manika? Nursing woman, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's 24 months. And even if, God forbid, the child died, it's a din of 24 months. This is relevant, even though even she's technically not nursing, because it took a toll on her body. You know, this is relevant. Some posts can hold also b'lugabi tainus. Now, the body holds this way for tainus, for the tainusim that are not Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, that for 2 years after the birth. You know, for Shiva Sabatamas and Asar Batavis and all these women, that they don't have to fast. First, they have a dinner manika. So that's sort of a body paskins for people. So the question at hand, Rabbi Kivega questions, what's going on here? I mean, but that's not the Matzias anymore. That's not the Matzias. So Moshe writes, on page 7, he says, "Neir Isi b'tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, shekos of davdei neina rose b'noshi didon b'yachin esabru." Bottom paragraph, "Mesulak is domim v'nishtanu atzvoim chazin b'shulchan aruch shevina hukar ubro." Says he named Nelam in men of Habach. We have a note to be used. The Shabbos and Chochem was all myself with Dvorim Chamurim. Because she came the Indian, he gave vessels of Labot and Logisha Shish Lahakil. They ain't no Isser the Raisin. Gam Hal the Shita Rishona Tahora, Rak Lachatil, Yish Livdok Mashadev Shalavar. In other words, he says the Poskim, the Bach, and the note to be used, the whole that in a Harami, this Manazah, it's different. This Manazah is different. So l'chatchila you do a bedika with Epshel Var. So he says that Reb Giveger didn't point out that the Bach and the Noda Yehuda are hold on Nishtanu Atzvayim. So you can be making. So let me tell you one thing here.
This is also called the Gabbai Tanesim, obviously. Right. So the Nifl has to be how many months? To get this Nifl. The Lord of Mace, and she's still called Manika, and therefore she's buffered from Tanisim. How long does the gestation have to be in order for it to be not considered?
Well, she gave birth.
What to be a 7 month birth, 6 month birth?
You mean, she said, let's say she gave birth to a. You mean.
How big of a kid should we say?
Yeah, okay. That we'll have to marry into. Now, let's look in Shulchan Aruch for a second, on page 8. Rabbi Willig once pointed out many years ago when we were learning Nida and Marashak Holo, in the summer of 1985, So he pointed out that somebody once came to him, a smicha student, and he read the Shulchan Aruch on page 8, Kuf Pei Dalet Zayin. He read it incorrectly. So let me read it to you, and I'll show you what the smicha student read incorrectly. Oh, and what? So Kuf Pei page 8. Imigia Vesta Bimei Ibura. Mishehukar ubra, or bemei mei nikta, shehem chavdal chadashim, mishenol arvlad, afil mei sablad, ain't tzarach lifrosh somuch uvesta. Afil lutoch, betoch vesta muteris, below bedika. So this smicha student read, obviously erroneously, as Rabbi Will pointed out, that once a woman's pregnant, so there's no halach of nida. Right? So obviously that's not the correct reading. Because if a woman is pregnant, there is a halakha of need if she bleeds.
Yeah, they didn't read properly. I mean, it's a halakha later on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so all it means is the din vesis. The din vesis means that even if there's no need, he still have to be parish. So that doesn't apply. Bimei what? Bimei ibura. But if she bleeds, then she's a nida. And this happens a lot where women who a lot of times at the beginning of the pregnancy. There's things of implantation, where they have the sac, and the sac is formed, and then sometimes there's a hematoma, blood clot, that forms between the sac and the wall of the uterus, and it bleeds. And post can assume, oh, notice that's a nida, and even though she's pregnant. You know, sometimes it's an alarm, and God forbid something, you know, it could be the beginning of a miscarriage, Rahman al-Islam, but sometimes it's just, a lot of times it's fine. It's just, she just has this this clot, and she bleeds, and then she stops bleeding. And then she has to do a half-sick and design, you know, the whole, and the mikvah. But being pregnant is not an absolute tour from a mikvah. It's usually... She's Mesulah Kizdamim, but it doesn't mean that it's Hafkar. So this Mishmicha student, I will point it out, thought that the Shulchan Aruch was saying that, but that's just a misreading. You know, it doesn't say anything near that. Vesta doesn't mean Nida, means the owner of. Now, let me tell you like this. So Rabbi Kivega says, we still have to keep the three, and you don't consider Mesulah Kizdamim 3 months. Right? He thinks it doesn't make sense anymore, but he says the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you still keep the 3 months. And Rav Moshe said, well, the Nodim Yehuda, the Bach, they say that things change b'zman hazeh. So, l'maisa, Rabosai, it really doesn't make a difference so much. Because, it's like this, the reality is going to be that when a woman becomes pregnant, she's probably not going to have her period anymore. So, the first month of her pregnancy, she'll still have the vestos from the previous month. But after the first month, even if you want to say that you follow the Shulchan Aruch, but there's nothing, b'zman hazeh that we don't have so many vestos kavuas, so we're only going to have a vestos kavua for the previous month. So if the first month she didn't bleed, there's nothing left for me to vestos kavua. To have a Vesta Shein Kavua for in the second month, because there's no Chodesh, there's no, they're not here. So the reality, in other words, every woman has a Vesta Kavua, she always sees Chof in the month, so then she's going to still have to be Porish Chof in the month for the first 3 months, according to, the Shulchan Aruch, assuming that you just keep it in Kemo Shehoya. But if, but l'maisa, most women don't have a vesis kavua, so they have a vesis shena kavua. So the first month she'll still keep the vesis kavua from before the pregnancy. The second month there's nothing to keep because nothing happened on the first month. So there's no chodesh, there's no beininess, there's nothing. So that's the reality. So even if you want to say that you're following the Shulchan Aruch, so it'll only be enough kamina for that first month in most cases. Beininess is from the last period, you date 30. From the, we'll see for a second. Oh, let me talk about Beininess in a second. So there is a rivet here in the Balei Nefesh on page 9. And the rivet says, Od yesh itim achayim she'enim ru'im l'kviyas vesis, kimon yimei ibura, shehukar ubra v'chein yimei nikta, kulam rosa yishuli... Say a woman bleeds during the pregnancy. So does she have to keep a vesis for the next month? So he says, well, in the first 3 months, you know, okay, yes, but after that, then you can't. So Till now we talked about if a woman had a vessus from before, does she still have to be Purish on Yimei Vessus? Now we want to know, can we create a vessus? If she would bleed, be Mei Bura. So he says that no, that even if she would bleed, be Mei Bura, and she's an Ida, she is an Ida, but it can't, it's not a time that there is a Kavius of a Regilus. So therefore, he says, "Kulam rasa yishul l'kbov haveses chadosh b'tchila einu nikbov mipshei shadamem musulokim." V'doma le'ech aharas hayom shevenidol nishayin koves b'veses. But he says, "Avhi choshesh l'yosav midi tavei haveses shein kavua." So he says, you can't create a veses kavua, but a veses shein kavua you could create. Which is so. Then, for all intents and purposes, you can create a veses, which are veses. Avestos usually anyway avestos shein kavur. So in economy, if she'll bleed during the pregnancy, then the next month she'll have to keep the chodesh, etc.
Even after the first 3 months.
Even after the first 3 months, because it can create avestos shein kavur. You could well he choshesh to yosav me to have avestos shein kavur. So there is a discussion in the poskim. Whether, what about Ona Beninus? So, and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, say, take a look on Kuf Pei Tes Lamed Gimel, on page 10. Uberes Lachash Losha Chadoshim Dibur, Meniko Kolesu Arba Chodesh, Chakar Leidus Avlad, Eina Koveses Veses, Afil Meis Avlad, right? But Mikol Mokam Choshet Zuriya Shatir Kadesh Chodesh Veses Eina Kavua. So, the Sidre Kara on page 12 wants to know, what about Ona Beninus? I think this is the one Rav Zalman Nechemia's Bechina. That's why I put it on. Those who want to take Rav Zalman Nechemia, Nida, I'd be happy to write you a letter of recommendation. You can take Rav Zalman Nechemia. There's some people, a lot of people out there in the world have called themselves rabbi. They have smicha, they have a Rav Zalman Nechemia smicha. And some of them only have a Rav Zalman Nechemia smicha and only need it even. You know, you can call yourself rabbi just with a Rav Zalman Nechemia in Nida. Okay, but that's besides the point.
Rav Moshe gave an Arachayim smicha.
Yeah, okay. Right, whatever, you have a lot of types of smicha. Yeah, a lot of different types of smicha. But Rav Zalman Nechemia told me himself, he never meant to infringe on the Wayu smicha pro. He told me that, you know. The reason he did it is because, I think he told me, it was because people, you know, like, what do they say, because people were learning, and I guess on their parents, if they get smicha, then they'll let them keep learning. So, if they, you know, so he... It's good. It's a good chazara, Rav Zalman Nechemia. So he says, ordinarily. So because here there's no vesis kavua in the what during the pregnancy. So if there's no vesis kavua, so what's the halacha when you don't have a vesis kavua? You keep the honorary vesis kavua, namely on the veininess. So he says like this: the Sidre Tara, page 12. Ordinarily, the avogav do muberes and minikat tzrichim lochos l'ria shirasa. Komokem ain't tzrichim lochos l'ona bein the shalos l'ria. The ishes yesh l'vesses im shinta miyosu pamachas ain't tzrichim lochos l'ona bein in this meyos l'ria. Komokem ain't muberes and minikat davdif im ishes yesh l'vesses. He says, if a woman has a vesses, she doesn't have to keep an ona bein in this. Right, because she has a vessus. Mm-hmm. So that's the time she's. So if she muberes, kol shekei muberes the manika adifa meishu sheish la vessus. Whereas the whole idea is ona beininess is because she doesn't have a vessus kavua, so she'll probably bleed that time. But if she's a mulasulekes, why should you have to keep an ona beininess? So the Sidre Tara says you don't have to keep an ona beininess. It's only by a woman who doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, but she still could see. So then she keeps the Ona Beinus Midin Vesas Kavua. But the same Svara of an Isha having a Vesas Kavua, so why should she keep the Ona Beinus? She could definitely see on the Vesas Kavua. So too, a woman who won't see, so she shouldn't have to keep the Vesas Kavua for the same reason that the woman who has the Vesas Kavua doesn't keep the Ona Beinus, so the woman who's Mesulech is not, also shouldn't keep.
She has the
best right. Now the Chavis Das on page 13. Disagrees. A few Lorosra Pamachas Koshesh the best Zachodish, but what did Lo Ona Beinanis? So he says no, that it's a din that you Koshesh Lo Ona Beinanis. Chavis Das on page 13. Okay. Take a look now. Ro Adam Bishvaferis. Let's take a look. Here, take a look on page 49. See, this packet was originally made the things that I left out, but there are some things that I left out that I subsequently didn't leave out. So I want to do a packet of things that are whatever, either okay or very fundamental, and maybe we'll do the next packet also today. We'll see. And I still won't just end around 10:30-ish. We'll see. So there is a sugya on page 49 on Kaf Al Hamad Beis. Vayimi Nei Rav Yirmiya Mirav Zera Haro Adam Bishvaferis Mahu. So say a woman has a shvaferis, has a tube that's coming out of her uterus, and the blood goes from the uterus into the tube and out. Lavir Olam. Yeah, but the Gemara has before Shlomo Zalman. I don't know Shlomo Zalman, but the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. So what's the story? So that's the Shailin the Gemara. So the Rambam passed the Rambam. Or the Shulchan Aruch. Here, you see the Rambam on page 52. Isha shechnisa shofers beprozdor. Rosa adam betocha shofers tohora. Shadam adam yuzabro ajatir adam besorok. Ein derech noshim liros beshofers. So, this is a way to get out of Hilchas Nida. You put a shofers in the prosder, and the blood, and it's mashra that you're not even to mail me the rabbana. It's not even it's a freebie, because it's not derech hanashim. Derech hanashim the rosh bishra fers.
So you know, he said the prosder.
Wait, give me a second. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this down. But there's a tour. Do I Zirik have the tour here? Do I have a tour? Okay. Look at Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam. Here, look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 50. Hechnisa shofers hotzia bodam tahora. Kein rosa dam chaticha. Kein shen derek lulos kach. So this is the din. So the question is, does that mean a regular period? Or it's only talking about if it's not, in other words, he puts it in and then dam comes out, but it's not the regular flow. So that they quote could be a machlok as we've shown him. The mamas mashma that it's even the, you know, the regular flow.
That's not a regular flow.
One second. In other words, is it that you poked it out? Well, you could read, someone read it, put the email that you put it in, so you poked out some down. Or is it that it's the regular flow came, and then instead of going out of the uterus into the pros door and then out of your alum, like it normally does, it went into this tube. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman was looking for an Eitzah for people having infertility issues. He wasn't looking to just circumvent Tilchus Nidah. And right, so was normally you wait 5 and 7 and the ovulation could be 3 days before and then you miss it. So he was saying, well, maybe if you do this, and you so make like what the Rambam says, that it's even on a regular flow. So Mikra didn't, she's not a Nidah. Okay, obviously she has to wait till she stops bleeding because you have to take out the tube before they can have relations. And then, okay, maybe you'll keep the Garaisa, Cholapochas, this, because Mikra Din anyway, she's Muteris Lagamri. And then they could go, they could be together by day 7 or something like that, because Mikra Din, she's not a Nida.
Now,
Well, there is some shitas that hold that it's only, like you said, only if you poke out. But if it's coming out normal, that's not what this, right? So that's, I think, the lotion of the tour.
What does the Shulchan Aruch hold?
Is it Torah?
No, Torah, but which case? You see, so the lotion is anything. So that's the question, what that means. Maybe you could read that to mean, you know, he poked them out. He speaks about it in this piece. But I think they point out that the Rambam's mashma maybe even is the regular flow. Noam, that was used to be a very famous Torah journal that was put together by Rav Menachem Kasher. He was the editor. He used to live on the west side, Menachem Kasher. Then he used to work in, they used to give him a room at YU to work on the Rogachev Institute here at YU. A lot of interesting things. Okay, we're not going to have other stories. Okay, so this is, and there was a lot of controversy about this, needless to say. You know, because, you know, even Shlomo Zalman, you know, was not immune to people starting up with him. So in the end, supposedly it was, you know, Kozerbo, everyone's Kozerbo, but you know, okay. So the mice, but like everybody told me, it was one of that we have, you know, we have IUIs today, as you could just do artificial insemination. So there's a whole, we don't need a mice to be a bismanazer. See, so this whole thing became irrelevant so much. Because in those days, the only way you can make a woman pregnant is through intercourse. Today, you don't need that. Right? You could just put have the zera and then put the zera in. So, okay. But it's important to have heard of this.
It's better to make that investment?
What?
It's better to pay all that money to do it as opposed to
Now, the shofar, one thing about the shofar that Ben Zeshem will see next week is we discussed a little bit in the first shiur, at what point does she become menida? When the blood goes from inside the makor and passes the internal as or the external as? Right, which point? So normally, is she need a second before or a second after? But for this is very important, because you have to know where to fasten the tube. Because if you fasten the tube too further out, then you missed it already. It already went out of it already had a chalos din nida before it got into the tube. So this only will work if you tube it in the... Yeah.
Rabbi might have mentioned this when we were talking before about artificial insemination. By IUI, are there people that suggest that the status of the child is in any way different than through the regular process? Or is that just... Because like if they
for what purpose?
For saying who technically the father...
You have to come to the Mamila Shir to know whether you Mal Bashmona. There was a shaila here in the west side. Somebody had that shaila, and Rabbi Katzen. They went to Rabbi David Feinstein through Rabbi Fischelis.
Well, why does it matter if it's there for the blood?
In other words, maybe it's Torah. The din of because. The fellowship of Sarah, that's the Gemara. That Gemara. It learns it out from a drasha.
But the thing that means is the Derek, but just there's a custom.
Okay, whatever you want to say. I mean, whatever you want to say. Okay.
What was Shlomo Zalman's, what's his psaki in this context?
So his psak, he thought that they should do this if they were having fertility issues.
Use it for affairs.
And then Migur didn't choose. But then I think he goes, at least go to the mikveh after day 7. So you get rid of any suffix d'oraisa. Even though he thinks maybe Migur didn't, you don't need anything, because she's not even to Tamei Migur Abanan. But there's some shitas that hold that it does, the din of shofar is only when you poked out the dam, not when it came out naturally.
What's the next one? I don't understand, like, when you, if it's a need, it's a need, if it's going to work, if you poke for that, for dam need, when you poke it out, why shouldn't it work? Like, for dam need, that you don't poke out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's look at packet 36A a little bit. If you didn't get a 36A, please get one. And there's a supplement for 36A, right?
Based Vestos?
Based Vestos I'm not going to do. You can listen in a previous year because it's not so Nogaya. And it'll take me a long time, and that's why I...
Is there a copy of 36?
Do it, but you can listen to it 2 years ago. So, yeah.
No, it's in there. No,
okay.
36A is it here?
Okay. Okay, look on the Abchim 36A, first page.
Okay.
Amar Rava. Tavuli nosei din espaisel tshicha sheteshev shivinchim. So this is a big yisod. If somebody asks, a man asks a woman, please marry me. So that creates dam nida. Midrabon. That's called dam chimot. Right? So today, usually it's not so relevant because our women today are all nidas anyway. Right? Woman didn't go to the mikveh when she was a teenager or whatever. So she's a nida from before. So now you say, okay, will you marry me? So, but she's a nida anyway, so, right? But we'll see. So tavul inosei, that creates the nida. Now, there's a question. So you look in the Ravid on page 5. He says, "Tavuli nosim in his price alpha pisha botchatz machakav motzah tahor." Say right away she'll do a bedika and she sees that she didn't, you know, the acceptance of the marriage didn't cause her to become a nida. Still, Tzricha sheteshev shi nekiyem acha yom atviya. Tzricha bedika betok shiva utvila b'lel shmini. My time in Shem machmel yom hanesuun v'shem arosa tibas dam kechardel. Because maybe she saw tibas dam kechardel, and even though she did a bedika now and she didn't find it, but maybe got lost. Nimsa yom tibi chomer mi yom havesis. Ki yom havesis im lo botka v'lo rosa v'basa v'botka v'matsa tohor. Tohorom. Yil yom tibi alfa pisha botka achar tibi v'matsa tohor t'meya. Because we pass the vestos to Rabbanim. So therefore we say, if you pass the day and you didn't do the vestos, you didn't bodek, you're still tohorom. But by dam chimer, he says, well chomer. That if you didn't do the bedika, even if you did the bedika, it's not going to help. Even if you did a bedik, it's not gonna prove anything. It's more of a chashash, I guess, than the yom vesis. But he says that machzotzi b'tzad hakal b'inyan achi yosim b'sharius. The sharius tzrichas hefsektara. You need a hefsektara. Of course, miyom lozav b'achil tzrichas shiva nekiim. Tvi azum matzano afal pishal lohi frisha b'tara. He says, even without a hefsek tara, because you see from the Gemara, the Maisa, the Ravina, the Asik Leila Brei, Beir of Chadina, Vamalu Yom Ploni, Nichtov Ksuba, Yakev Shiva Yomi, Basa Hu Yoma, Chlom Rafa Pisha Kosov Ksuba, Nisakev Ache Hishli Mashiva, Vamalu Yom Maitaim Avad Marhofa Shalom Kamsa Yom Ksiva Ksuba, Amalei, Vasav Mahadam Rava, Tavuli Nosek, So there was no, okay. So he says you don't even need to have sektara.
By
Dam Chimer. In other words, she has to do Zayin Kim, but she doesn't even need to have sektara. Yeah, so. So take a look. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch.
How does she know when to start designing
the king? Well, again, this is talking about a woman who otherwise is tahora.
Yeah, but when do you start designing the king?
So our women today, there was the next day. Marry me. Today's Thursday. Marry me. Okay, good. And then Friday you start day one.
Without a bedika.
Right. So take a look.
A one day stand. Okay.
Yeah, take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 18. Tavu in Osim is Pais the Tzvich Leishiv Zayin Nekim. Ben Gedol Ben Ketan Afil Bat Katsim Abishas Tviya Bat Sator Shem Machos Chibud Rasa Kibas Dam Lo Yigishabo Umeno Shiva Machos Yom Tviya. Right? The day after. Ben Tzvich Hefsik Tara. Shavu Pishu Lo Batka Yom Tviya Hefsik Batara Mona Miyom HaMachos Shiva Nekim. Miyo Tzvich Bedika Toch Shiva. Which is has to do bedika. Kol yom lechat. One bedika, and Ramos says lechatchilo it should do every day.
One bedika
during the Shiva Nekim. But lechatchilo it should do every day. Umiul bedievedim lo bat chatzvah rak pamachas tok Shiva sagi. Now. So the question is, so then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Beishivas yom halal monim osa mishashi somechas b'daita mechina atzma l'chupa." Afal pishlo is kacha dayin. So he says, in other words, there's this idea: you're getting married, your level of excitement is. So therefore, the Ramo quotes in the Mordechai. Yesh lismo chatvila samuch lebilas mitzvah kol ma de'efshar. So this is an important thing that Ashkenazim have the minhag that to go to mikvah before the wedding within 4 days. The minhag litpo hakal b'leil shen revi afal pishalom tibayo kodim motzoi Shabbos. Avo ein lahake chatvila medabila yosem mizeh. So the kids are assuming that you're going to get. It's a very, as Rabbi Gedali Berg put it, a very difficult thing. But in other words, some Mishonah, like the Rush says, that like until the wedding, you still have to do bedikas. Because, in other words, and some say, well, as long as you be tovel within 4 days, and then that's good enough. So that's the minhag of Ashkenaz. To be tovel within, to get married, to be tovel within 4 days.
It says here that every 4 days, I will aim at having Yosemite, the emoti bog mote Shabbos, Yeshua talk us in the form of Yosemite. That means that within 4 days, you don't have to do it.
Right, but after that.
Right. You should go to the mikvah before.
Within the 4 days
before the wedding.
But then she just has a do bedikas.
No bedikas for the next 4 days after, but then day five, she has to start doing
bedikas. Yeah, in other words, the Dam Chimud, the Rosh says that, you still have to do it till the wedding or till the Be'ilah. You still have to. Still have to do these bedikas because even though normally after once you finish the Zayin Nekim you don't have to do any bedikas, but here is a question of the excitement of the wedding.
Is this an Asiyotik of the Rosh?
One second. Yeah, on page 7, in the second column. Yishma the Dom Shekosh Hashem at Shrifa Hefsik Tara Badika Koshu Udaitam Animas Mit Chashim Kol Yom Shematira. Yishma she krovel is mana chupa yotzer li behoma mishta'a. She doesn't need a hefsek tara, but then she needs every day the Zayin Nekim, and then maybe even more than that. Because the closer you get to the wedding,
more chimud.
More chimud.
So even the
so Bekitzer, some people have this minig that they'll do bedikas till the wedding. Or the minig became, based on this, to at least be tovel within 4 days. And once you tovel within 4 days...
why does that solve the problem?
Right.
Why does that solve the problem?
Right, you're right. It really shouldn't solve any problem. That's what Rabbi Gedalia Berger was saying to me once. But the assumption is, once you went to the mikveh, but you're right. It's a difficult thing. Now, take a look. Where is it? Yeah, look at the Pesach Tshuva, page 18. Sifkan Beis. So, it says in Shulchan Aruch, I got this shiloh just yesterday. Just yesterday, Rebbetzin called me up from out of town. She's going to be teaching challah classes to this lady who's getting married. And she wants to know, you know, she's not so from this lady. So she wants to know what she should teach, what she shouldn't teach, etc. And they want to get married very, you know, soon because she's already pregnant. So she doesn't want to, you know, be too pregnant at the wedding. But, so the first thing I said, oh, this is the shaila of Dam Chimud for somebody who's a Mesulekes Damim. Right? So that's this Pesachei Tshuva. Ayim Tshuva is give a shawl. Tafim Hik is Kena. Mesulekes Damim Shrikh Leishiv Shiva Nakim. But if somebody, say a woman's 80 years old, she wants to get married. There was a chasana many years ago. Two old couples here. More than once here in Washington Heights this happened. Once in Reuben Shul, once in Belfer. Older people in their 80s getting married for... You know, they were already married before, but... So then is they have to go. She has to go to the mikveh. Even though she was from and she went to the mikveh, you know, before she reached menopause. But now she has a dam chibud. So that's this give a shawl. I am sure it's give a shawl. Ta'afim his kenum, slak is dumb, tshikh le shev shiv and akim. And I am betruv is makom shmuel, shenishal b'isha achas, shenis abra me noe, fachakach dibro al vovo. So this case is that they had relations, and then they decided to marry. Like the case I just got yesterday. They had relations, now she's already pregnant. And now they decided to get married. So in that case, she probably never went to the mikveh in the first place anyway. So you need that shalat dam chimud because she was still a neder probably from assuming that that was the case. But even if she did, there's this din of dam chimud.
Is it dam chimud after mishavukra ubrosa? After the 3 months?
Yeah. Okay, that's kufa of the chiddush. In other words, before the 3 months, she's not even considered up. He did Mesulak as Dhamm, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, yeah, so that's the question. So that's the shayla. Is it the chimur of the bia or the chimur of the marriage?
Well, since that, a lot of people are excited about it. I'm saying at that point, the marriage is also.
Seven rachos, chimur draws. They're poshut shikhs, you're going to keep.
Yeah, a lot of people in
that situation, marriage is not like the... They're living together in the same apartment. Same building. Same room, yeah. Right. Rabbi mentioned in the past, about basically the day, the girl didn't realize they needed to go to... They didn't realize they needed to be doing bedikos for the 7 days leading up to the mikvah before the wedding. Could you take... As long as she does it, even if she didn't do a half sick, if she does it once within that time frame, that's enough? Or that
only works by Dalim when the assumption is that the Dam 5 to 7 days from before is Vadaas Dalida, which means she would need to have done a Hefsek as well.
So we had a follow through again?
In a case, let's say the girl didn't realize she needed to do the Nikos for 7 days before the wedding, and now we're 4 days before the wedding.
Right.
Because so we take this idea of the Shulchan Aruch, even though she didn't do a Hefsek.
Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You know, you have to, right.
The Shulchan Aruch only has theme, meaning if it was, the assumption is that it's just likely to be regular damida, so this woman never went to mikvah in her life.
So Dam Chimur, he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Raivit, that you don't need to have sektara. It's rather whether you need bedika, so at least one bedika.
You need the bedikah right until the wedding.
And then if you cancel the wedding, you know, so the post can say, I told you I have the wedding was off, there was a fight and the wedding was off, and then they reads, and then it has to do another down payment. But if it was just a snowstorm, but then the post can say, Will pointed out, others, different people have pointed out, Will and others, that's not a requirement of Dal Chimut. I had a friend who was supposed to get married on a certain day, and there was a snowstorm, big snowstorm, and his wife was from out of town, she couldn't get in. And they, you know, so they were lucky enough to get the same hall the next night. It's pretty good. So there's no Dam Chimur there. Okay, there's more to say, but these are the basic things that are Nogei L'maisa. We got that done. I mean, I could spend many hours more on, you know, different sugyas Dam Chimur, but this I just wanted you to know the basic things that are nogei. So again, usually Dam Chimur is not going to be nogei because our women are anyway need this. It'll be nogei whether they still have to do bedikas after. So some people are machmir, some are not. The body's not so machmir that they should continue doing the bedikas. He holds that for Ashkenazim they should be machmir to go to the mikveh within 4 days of the wedding. Sfardim, not so much. But
so the Sfardim who are not marked to do that, they have to be closing till the wedding.
Not necessarily, because maybe they don't hold like the Rush.
Oh. Oh, they may not hold it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like we said before, you don't need to do a half sectire. Like I see here that the shop said, you know,
some say to do it.
So what kind of bracket?
Yeah, people do it. I mean, the people who know will do it, and the people who don't know won't do it.
Should
they
be instructed? Like the rabbi or the...
I guess a kol, like Rav Abadi says in different contexts, a kol kafiha. If a person who could do it, you know, why not? One badika, big deal. Oh, yeah. Another thing I wanted to mention yesterday, the poskim say about, the Gemara says in Megillah, that he wrote him dam balayla, that you're only supposed to look at dam in the daytime, when the sun, who said. But the poskim say, b'zman hazeh, that we're not looking to be mavchin, the Torah Shlomim thing says, we're not looking to be mavchin between the different types of red, so that you can see even at night. I have the Verilux, really, so the Verilux light is like the most similar to daylight. I happen to have that in my desk, the Verilux light. But I think the Torah Shlomo is the one that said that the Zman Hazeh, that we're not looking for that fine distinction within the reds. So then the halacha of Dam Balayla, so you could. So I paskin at night. Sometimes if somebody comes to me where there's no good light, I want to see it with my desk light because I have a better light than. And then they point out, I think some post can think about body point out that sometimes the. Certain types of lighting can just have different effects on the, you know, a little more red or more not, you know, so that's the, you know.
Since we're machmir today because of the different hues of red anyway.
So that brings a kula.
Brings a kula.
Because today you just have to see if it's not el ad mumis. You don't have to see whether it's this red or not that red. Okay, but if a person has a lot of regilus and these things, he should be able to do it even at night. I mean, obviously with some light. Sometimes it can be, if a person has proper training, he should be able to be mafkin even without the sunlight.
You're better off with the barracks. Today you're better off with a very nice light than today's weather.
Right, depends on the weather, right? Okay, so Bez Hashem, next week we'll probably finish up, right? We have, I think, three more shiurim, I think, something like that. And then we'll give you Monday off. And Tuesday we'll have the Bechina, and then Wednesday we start Hilchos Aveilus.
And
Mila. Yeah.
Is that happening when the, a lot of times they like hold the hair and they see each other's hands after the football, so are we assuming that like before the wedding they saw each other and saw each other, is he asking for another football?